27. Pip walked back toward her car on Monroe, her tread much lighter on this return journey. Lighter because now they knew for sure Sal Singh did not kill Andy Bell. She called Kara.
Well, hello, sister, Kara answered.
What are you doing now? Pip asked.
Homework club with Naomi and Max. They're doing job apps, and I'm working on my capstone project. You know I can't focus alone.
Pip's chest tightened. Both Max and Naomi are there now?
Yep.
Is your dad in?
Nah, he's over at my Aunt Lila's for the afternoon.
Okay, I'm coming over, Pip said. Be there in 10.
Fab, I can steal some of your focus.
Pip said goodbye and hung up. She felt an ache of guilt for Kara, that she was there and would now be involved in whatever was about to come out. Because Pip wasn't bringing focus to the homework club. She was bringing an ambush. Kara opened the front door, wearing her penguin pajamas and bear claw slippers.
Hey, chica, she said, rubbing Pip's already messy hair. Happy Sunday. Mi club de homeworko es su club de homeworko.
Pip closed the front door and followed Kara into the kitchen.
We've banned talking, Kara said, holding the door open for her. And no typing too loudly like Max does.
Pip stepped into the kitchen. Max and Naomi were sitting next to each other at the table, laptops and papers splayed out in front of them, steaming mugs of coffee in their hands. Kara's place was on the other side, a mess of paper and pens strewn across her keyboard.
Hey, Pip, Naomi smiled. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks, Pip said, her voice suddenly raw.
When Pip looked at Max, he turned his gaze away immediately, staring down at the surface of his taupe-colored coffee.
Hi, Max, she said pointedly, forcing him to look back at her.
He raised a small, closed-mouthed smile, which might have looked like a greeting to Kara and Naomi, but Pip knew better. It was meant as a grimace. Pip walked over to the table and dropped her backpack onto it, just across from Max. It thumped against the surface, making the lids of all three laptops jutter on their hinges.
Pip loves homework, Kara explained to Max, aggressively so.
Kara slid back into her chair and wiggled the mouse to bring her computer back to life.
Well, sit, she said, using her foot to pull a chair out from under the table. Its feet shrieked against the floor.
What's up, Pip? Naomi said. Do you want some caffeine?
And what are you looking at? Max cut in.
Max!
Naomi hit him roughly on the arm with a pad of paper. Pip could see Kara's confused face in her periphery, but she didn't take her eyes away from Naomi and Max, anger pulsing through her. She hadn't known until she saw their faces that this was how she would feel. She thought she would be relieved it was all over, that she and Ravi had done what they set out to do. But their faces made her seethe. These weren't just small deceits and innocent gaps in memory anymore. This was a calculated, life-changing lie. And she would not look away or sit until she knew why.
I came here first, just as a courtesy, she said, her voice shaking. Because, Naomi, you've been like a sister to me nearly my whole life. Max, I owe you nothing.
Pip, what are you talking about? Kara said,
her voice strained with the beginnings of worry. Pip unzipped her bag and pulled out the plastic folder. She leaned across the table and laid the three printed pages out in the space between Max and Naomi.
This is your chance to explain before I go to the police.
What do you have to say, Nancy Tango Tits? She glared at Max.
What are you talking about? He scoffed.
That's your photo, Nancy. It's from the night Andy Bell disappeared, isn't it?
Yes, Naomi said quietly. But Why? The night Sal left Max's house at 10:30 to go and kill Andy?
Yes, it is, Max spat. What point are you trying to make?
If you stop blustering for 1 second and look at the photo, you'll see my point, Pip snapped back. Obviously, if you paid any attention to detail, you wouldn't have uploaded it in the first place. So I'll explain. Both you and Naomi, Millie and Jake, are in this picture.
Yeah, so? He said.
So, Nancy, who took that picture of the four of you? Naomi's eyes widened, her mouth hanging open as she stared down at the photo.
Yeah, okay, Max said. So maybe Sal took the photo. It's not like we said he wasn't there at all. He must have taken this earlier on in the night.
Nice try, Pip said, but my phone. Naomi's face fell, and she reached up to hold it in her hands. The time is on my phone. Max went quiet, looking down at the printouts, a muscle tensing in his jaw.
Well, you can hardly see those numbers. You must have doctored this photo, he said.
No, Max. I got it from your Facebook, as it is. Don't worry, I've researched this. The police can access it, even if you delete it now. I'm sure they'd be very interested to see.
Naomi turned to Max, her cheeks reddening.
Why didn't you check properly?
Shut up, he said quietly but firmly.
We're going to have to tell her, Naomi said, pushing back her chair with a scrape that cut right through Pip.
Shut up, Naomi, Max said again.
Oh my God.
Naomi stood and started pacing the length of the table.
We have to tell her.
Stop talking,
Max said, getting to his feet and grabbing Naomi by the shoulders.
Don't say anything else.
She'll go to the police, Max, Naomi said, tears pooling in the grooves around her nose. We have to tell her.
Max took a deep, juttering breath, eyes darting between Naomi and Pip.
Fuck,
he shouted, letting go of Naomi and kicking out at the table leg.
What the hell is going on?
Kara pulled at Pip's sleeve. Tell me, Naomi, Pip said. Max fell back into his chair, his blonde hair in wilting clumps across his face.
Why did you do this? He looked up at Pip. Why couldn't you just leave everything alone?
Pip ignored him.
Naomi, tell me, she said. Sal didn't leave Max's at 10:30 that night, did he? He left at 12:15, just like he told the police. He never asked you all to lie to give him an alibi. He actually had one. He was with you. Sal never once lied to the police. You all did on that Tuesday. You lied to take away his alibi.
Naomi squinted as tears glazed her eyes. She looked at Kara and then slowly over to Pip, and she nodded. Pip blinked.
Why?